Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Have you got a UEFA access code? Have you got a UEFA access code? That's what the ticket portal on the UEFA.com website says.
Yeah, it's just, a lot of people don't know this, but if you want to get tickets, it's just the word password.
Password. All lowercase. Okay, let me try that.
Yeah, they forgot to change it. So, and that's also to get a secret high profile VIP access as well. If you just type in password and you say you want it, you get to take the kickoff in the final.
Do you get to drive that little car?
Yeah, you do.
Two of them, you get to skate around on them.
Ooh, imagine that.
Do I? Hello.
You can't even drive that car because you're test.
Is that anywhere to start? Reminding me of one of my many modern failures.
What's calling the $1 million, Parson? You're driving there. Is it still a raw wound?
Yeah, I think so. It's become infected over time. I've got staph infection, MRSA all over the gaff. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's inhabited the entirety of my body, and I just feel very lethargic and very unwell.
Well, how does it manifest itself? It just means you really, really can't drive.
I'm even worse than before. How are you doing?
It's the Luke and Pete Show!
It's the Luke and Pete Show.
I'm doing good.
Had a good weekend?
Drinking out my Luke mug.
Nice.
Lovely producer that got made specially for me.
I've got my cup at home. We bought new mugs, and I don't know whether to use the new mugs because they're nice, but I don't want to smash them, or... The old standard, Newcastle United mug or the Pete mug.
I had a very fraught conversation with my lovely wife yesterday regarding drinkware, as I believe
drinkware.
No one calls it.
Okay, right, yeah.
Glassware, I guess. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you something.
I'll tell you something.
What's been going on, right? And you may be a new listener to this show.
Right.
And you think, hang on a minute, I'm a couple of minutes in and they're talking about mugs and glasses at home.
Mugs and hugs.
It's probably, they're probably thinking that, oh, they're just easing us in. There's going to be some really good content later. It's all like this. Let's make that absolutely clear.
Mug chat.
But anyway, I think that it creeps up on you, the amount of glasses that get broken throughout your home life. Until 1 minute, the penny just drops.
And you got one wine glass
left. Yeah, I've got none left.
It happened
to me yesterday.
Right.
I said to Mimi, I said,
where the fucking glass is gone? Here!
Well, you know that glass that you wrapped around my head last week? Did it break? But no, we had a situation, Pete, where she had a glass.
To coax a spider out of the house and you didn't have anything to hold it in.
One glass for her, one glass from the dishwasher. That was on a cycle. No glass for Lukey.
You have an aerolator?
So I said, let's get... She's an area later. Let's get some more glasses in. She said, well, you could do it. And I said, I could do it. And then the conversation went on. But I don't have to go into detail on that front.
Right.
But the point is...
What, is this kind of like, are you not pulling your weight in the house? Is that the situation?
It's a considerable weight to pull. I think people took that into account.
No, exactly. Yeah. I reckon I can pull Mimi's weight.
Easy.
I can't pull yours.
Anyone could pull Mimi's weight. But you can't pull mine.
Wind could probably...
Paddy McGuinness, Paul Shane... And one other celebrity would be needed to pull
mine. Why are you talking about Paul Shane?
Baby!
All morning he's been talking about bloody Paul Shane. It's ridiculous.
Anyway, so I'm going to buy some more glasses.
We only had one wine glass left and it had like a little shark. I bought some cool shark wine glasses.
Of course you did.
It just makes it harder to clean.
Wish.
From Wish.com, yeah.
I find wine glasses astonishingly hard to clean anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it.
Mm.
I can't put the ones we've got in the dishwasher.
Mm.
Because we don't drink that much wine at home. Mimi have the occasional glass. She's got like two or three common or garden wine glasses she uses, right? If I'm drinking wine, it's normally because people are over and we use the nice wine glasses, but because of the stems, you can't put them in the dishwasher. Mm. It's impossible to clean them without a dishwasher.
I live with you. I have joined the ranks of the dishwashies.
Good man. Move house. Great time to do it.
Well,
you got a built-in? You got a double or a single?
No, it's a double. I think there's a lot of room for appliances. We got a washing machine and a dishwasher. But the problem is, a washing machine and a dishwasher. But the dishwasher was only there because there's literally no drying place for the stuff. Like it's just a sink next to an oven. It's got like a hob right next to the sink. It's very confusing. I was like, why have they done that? There's no place to put. But I realised obviously they had a dishwasher. And I'm not against dishwashers, but I was like, oh, it's just a bit of a waste.
Again, that's a fool's errand. First of all, before I get into why. It's a fool's errand. What'd you go for? Beko?
Bosch, I think. Bosch.
Okay, solid. The reason it's a fool's errand, because assuming that everything can be done in the dishwasher, you can't fit everything in the dishwasher.
No.
And not everything is dishwasher friendly, so you need a draining area.
You need a draining area for your pots and pans and stuff.
Yeah.
But the guy turns up and he is
adamant. Who is the guy?
The guy is someone from Amazon. I did Amazon with
come onto your house now.
Yeah, and you put if you add an extra 40 quid, they will install it for you. I could happily install a dishwasher. I'm not that shit.
Disagree.
But...
That's I wish for the purposes of this show you did try and install it yourself.
Well, to be honest, I probably could have done a better job than these absolute lunatics. Turns up. The waste pipe is too short, so he needs some more waste pipe. He doesn't have that, obviously, because it's off the peg. But the problem is he can't explain that to my partner because he literally doesn't speak any English.
Right.
So he has an intermediary who has slightly better English than him, but still
not great.
You're
the intermediary. You're the intermediary here, aren't you?
I'm like, and then it ended up with the guy just spraying water all over Sarah.
Oh, not the dance music tech, Glastonbury 98.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah. They deserve that.
I always pay the extra 40 quid to take the old thing away.
That was the other thing.
Yeah.
In the most broken English, because I had to get on the phone because Sarah...
Getting a bit Brexit-y over there.
Again, you know my feelings on xenophobia, but my God, the guy couldn't communicate what the problem was.
Yeah.
And his intermediary couldn't. You need at least to be able to do that. Did you apologise? What? Of course I did.
Yeah, apologised.
His intermediary was lovely, but again, she would use words that I was like, what does that mean? And I was sort of like thinking laterally about what she was saying. I was like, oh, it's that.
That's what I have to do presenting with you.
Exactly.
What does
exactly.
That mean?
That was another problem. They're like going, there's a big problem. We need to take something away for recycling. So because the part of the service was take that away and plumb it in.
Yeah.
And they were like, we need to take something away. I was going, there's nothing there. Don't worry about it. We're going, well, what will our managers say? And I was like, probably have the afternoon off. I don't care.
Yeah, it's not your problem, is it?
No, there's nothing to take away. If you want to take something away, take the cardboard boxes that are outside. Take that to the recycling if you have to take something away.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was saying, stressful.
Let me get this right. So he was basically saying that he would get in trouble for not taking anything away.
For not taking something away. I mean, he could have been saying anything. I've not a clue. But I just feel guilty because I wasn't there.
So it's working now?
It's working now because I went and got a pipe and went and connected it together. And
wow. You must have felt a great sense of achievement there.
I've connected a washing machine and a...
But if I do anything like that, I feel like I'm cock of the walk for a week.
It's just a little tube.
I remember that one of the best moments of my life was when Mimi was having a go at me for not being able to do anything around the house, which I can't. And I know her dad will be listening, the great LC. So hello to you, LC. Yes, I know. Compared to you, I can do nothing. Because Mimi's dad will be like, I mean, I've said this to you before. He'll just decide that he's got a few days off in a month's time. So he's going to, from scratch, completely redo the kitchen himself.
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
I would say in our defense, our homes are a little bit more bricky. A bit more like structural.
Mimi had a go at me once for not being able to do anything. But she had a go at me in the spare room, which I painted, put the light fitting on, put the shelf up.
Thank you.
I was like, excuse me, have a little look around.
Have a little look around.
It couldn't have been better.
Who mounted that little telly? Who mounted that little telly? Like Farage's telly in the kitchen.
Yeah, it is a bit like that, actually. And yes, it is a little bit angled.
Right, okay. That angled for your pleasure.
I don't mind it. I prefer my TV.
If it falls on
like
my
that.
Feet or the cat, it's our decision for that to happen.
But I am terrible around the house, or anything like that would be a great sense of achievement for me.
See this wall here, all this stuff. I need a place to record in the outbuilding, which is my home.
The garage.
The garage. And I'm sort of like going, right, I'm going to build a structure like this. I'm going to build two walls of this to block off half of it. And I'm thinking, I'm going to go wicks and I'm going to get timber, right? So I need to get timber to make the framework. Yeah. I need rock wall to go in the side because that's what's in these walls in our studio.
Okay.
And then some kind of thing to tie it together. Like this.
Do you know sometimes on the front page of a newspaper, the bottom half of the newspaper will be a big story about the government. Yeah. And the top half will just be an aerial photo of a house that's fallen down.
Yeah.
And say like a few feared missing or whatever.
Yeah.
Carry on. That's what's going to happen here.
It's not. Look, it'll be fine. But I don't know. Maybe somebody can get in touch because this show goes out today. Give us a tweet. What? How do I put the timber together? Is it big long nails or big long screws? What's the best?
Yeah, what's your cutoff there?
What?
Well, what's yeah, exactly. I think it would be screws, wouldn't it, surely?
I don't know, because you see, I think people sort of put it together with nails and then fortify it with screws.
Hmm.
Maybe no more nails would suffice.
I just can't
see... Donaldson frame.
I think I speak on behalf of the Luke and Pete Show community when I say I can't see this ending well.
You're going to be astonished with how lumpy these walls are with Rockwell.
Well, I hope it does go well, because it means you'll never have to come in again. Because you'll be able to do everything you can from home.
Yeah.
But anyway, listen, it is Monday the 5th of July. This is the Luke and Pete Show.
Have you seen Alan Jones's cock today?
Well, I was going to ask you about
right.
that. Would you please... Because you availed me of this story earlier today. I didn't know about it. There will be people listening here who are from the beautiful sunny country, Australia, for example,
okay.
or the deepest, darkest place in Scotland.
Hell.
Right? So they may not, if you're Scottish, you're going to know who Alan Jones is. Mm. For those who aren't in the UK,
yeah.
tell us the Alan Jones story.
He is.
Who is he first and
A more? Celebrated voice, I suppose, of like classical ditties. The here and there.
Start with the snowman.
Did he get his name? He was a kid in Alan. In, God, was that the kid then?
Snowman.
That was the kid from the Snowman. Yeah. Walking in the air. Yeah. That guy. Right. Well,
people
yeah.
get older in time.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, he's
about our age, isn't he?
Yeah, he's maintained his kind of fame for a very, very long time. Good
he,
on him.
Yeah, because he did the Christian thing.
Yes.
So what happens is in broadcasting terms or fame terms, as a kid, you can do what you want. If you're talented, then you have to specialise.
Yes.
For example, Alex Zane, film.
Right.
Rick Edwards, science.
True.
People like the guy from Blue Peter, football.
Hammond, cars.
What was Hammond doing as he was when he was younger, though?
I don't know, to be honest.
He screams to me that he was doing a BTEC at some kind of provincial college
Bit
and
rich.
Worked at, well, it takes one to know one, and worked at Bella Italia.
Oh, nice. I like that. Yeah,
I've made that up. That could have been what happened. Mm. So he doesn't really count. But people who get fame in broadcasting or something else younger, they have to specialise as they get older. Alan Jones specialised as a Christian. He took his fame from the snowman, went through, before you know it, bang,
snowman.
Songs of praise.
Snowman.
Songs of praise.
Godman.
Songs of praise.
Songs of praise.
Yeah.
Songman.
Anyway. What's he done?
On his reels, which I believe is kind of like a 24-hour kind of disposable version of the tweet.
That's Fleets, isn't it?
Fleets, sorry. Not
reels
not
is Instagram.
Say, sorry.
I have to hold your hand for all this stuff.
I just never used any of them. Fleets. Hmm. A man in some Calvin Klein briefs was seen.
Very well endowed.
Yeah, it looked like it was a little bit of padding, maybe. I'm not going to cast aspersions to whoever's junk that was, but he also had a T-shirt, like a dirty T-shirt, tucked into his Calvin Klein pants as well, which I didn't really get. So it was on his reels. He's done the classic thing that all men of a certain age do when
hacked.
something awry appears on someone's Twitters, saying, hashtag hacked, I was hacked. Oh my God, put on two-factor authentication, I was hacked.
Yeah.
I'm sure it wasn't his willy. I'm sure it wasn't his bulge, but it's just, why do they always go with hacked?
The lion wasn't out of the cage anyway.
Say again. No, exactly, yeah.
But the reason they always go with hacked is, I'll tell you, as a man approaching middle age myself, men of our age and older get regularly teased for being shit with technology.
Right.
Turn it to your advantage. Yes. I'm a boomer. I know nothing about tech. Yeah. I obviously got hacked.
Oh, did I press the wrong button on my printer? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
And it was crotch level and I was in my pants. Yeah.
Oh, how did that sexy lady in a GIF get onto my screen? I don't know what I was doing.
I was enjoying it. I was at for the England match. I was around a mate's house and he's making these lovely ribs. He's got this brand new house and it's like a hitman level. It's massive.
He wasn't making ribs, was he? Hopefully cooking them.
He's cooking them, sorry.
Stay away from the grill if he's making them.
But he was going, he was sort of talking, waxing lyrical about how many... like sexy ladies is on his Instagram, like his kind of, you know, the algorithm just throws up loads of shit. And I was like,
based on his earlier browsing,
exactly.
Right?
And he was saying that in front of his partner. I was like, mate, that's all on your... And he was beautifully trying to tiptoe around and go, I've no idea how these sexy ladies get on.
We did that before, you, me and our mate. And our mate got, in his algorithm on Instagram, just got a load of meat being grilled and houses.
Yes.
Different property porn.
But he's doing it in front of his partner. He's like, I mean, that's risky.
The apostle.
She's a consulting surgeon. She knows what's going on.
Well, it's probably helping with the ribs, was she?
these are forensically cut.
Yeah, very well rendered.
Yeah.
The apotheosis of the genre, I think we can all agree, being that Conservative MP who went on a bit, got on his high horse on Twitter and went, I cannot believe how many obscene adverts I'm being served on my internet website.
Yeah.
And someone was like, yeah, it's based on your browser.
But wasn't it like a home, like he wrote Our Jews, and then it was like, you know, did the Holocaust happen or something like that?
Oh, that's right.
And he literally
had
a little timer, a little logo for a timer saying, you literally fucking typed that in,
history.
You fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
Jeez, oh.
It's backfired, that.
Have you not thought about it? There is always, I mean, I don't have anything seditious or problematic on my phone, but there's enough like men's knobs and stuff
that could sneak out,
and it's not my knob.
You think that you do have a lot of problematic stuff on your phone, but it's just not problematic to you.
No,
if people
saw
that out of context,
oh yes,
you'd be in big trouble.
I would.
Buddy
anything,
boy,
anything,
buddy bo.
Anything in my gallery, I sort of go, yeah, that is. I mean, my wallpaper is Vish in a Man United hat.
Yeah, that's troubling.
That's
it's really low res as well. Why have you got Vish on there? What's Sarah think when she sees that?
She's been used. She used to be on there, and now
you changed it for a man that you work with. Anyway,
the co-presenter I have access to.
Anyway, I keep wanting to say it's Monday the 5th of July. This is a Luke and Pete show, but we're halfway through the bloody episode now, so there's no point. It's like one of those really pretentious cold opens in a big blockbusting Netflix series, isn't it?
It is indeed.
I tracked that once, and I was rewatching Breaking Bad a while back, and at some point there are like still opening credits on the episode, like 18 minutes in.
Right, yeah, that's a bit
crazy. Absolutely crazy. In TV, they're obsessed with getting credits, aren't they?
Yeah.
Obsessed with getting credit for everything.
It's always
built into deals and stuff.
Does it help you in the future if you get a credit as, you know, exec producer or whatever?
Well, it's a big part of their career, I think. And also, I think because TV's so old as a genre.
Mm.
I mean, I haven't been privy to that much of this kind of stuff. But when you're doing deals for shows in this game that we're in, and it gets optioned for TV or derivative rights or whatever, the amount of TV people that want to get involved is incredible.
Right.
So for us, we make podcasts, just a few of us, right? You made the Bernie show, and it's, you know, just you and one other person or whatever, and someone else to help with the sound design, whatever. You did an amazing job. My point is, if that was TV, there'd be about 15 people doing it. And you can tell that on things like for example, Gladwell's podcast,
right?
Revisionist History,
yeah.
Right? It's Pushkin. It's he's got a lot of background in other areas of the media. If you listen to the credits of the end of an episode of Revisionist History, I mean, I've counted them because I'm pathetic like that. On one of the episodes I heard, they had 17 credits for one podcast episode.
It's an attaboy, though, and it's kind of like, we're not going to pay you much money.
But in America, they do pay them. There's loads of money in media and pen in America. I know what you mean.
I don't know. I just think sometimes your work's got to speak for itself, and if you get personal satisfaction.
I can't believe you're saying that on this show. This work's going to speak for itself. We need to obfuscate, Pete.
True. Yeah. It certainly doesn't in this case. Good God.
Can I ask you quickly before we go to a break?
Yes.
I just want to let you know, because I think you'd be... I took a photo of it, but I forgot to send it to you because I've been a bit busy. And
Got on your reels, did it? Get on your fleets.
I saw... I was in Cambridge at the weekend.
Mm.
And did you see in London a while back when they had the Wallace and Gromit sheep all over the country?
Yes, yes.
There was a couple in London. It was for the charity to do with Aardman. I think it's based in Bristol. My friend's wife does a lot of great work for it. Anyways, check it out. It's a great charity. There was a cow version in Cambridge at the weekend.
Right.
And cows, like brass statues of cows.
Ooh, the brass cow on it.
Exactly. That's what I thought. Dotted around the city. And one of them was a steampunk one. A steampunk cow.
Top hat, cogs, glasses, goggles.
Goggles. Imagine it. This is hard to imagine. And this is definitely one for the Luke and Pete show out of context, Twitter, if it ever happens. Imagine a cow in a waistcoat, but the waistcoat is like a riveted metal waistcoat. It was like that with goggles. I just thought you. I just thought you were steampunk.
I appreciate that, mate.
The big things that everyone listens to the show knows you for: steampunk, Peaky Blinders, Only Fools and Horses. That's your kind of area.
It's not a single day that goes by that somebody doesn't tweet me something about the Only Fools and Horses.
And
it stopped. How many series were there? It just stopped years ago.
You would know. You would know. I always
check my tattoo.
People should never refrain from messaging you any kind of Only Fools and Horses news. We can always assume you've seen it. You've probably got a Google alert set up, but it's always pays to make sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, listen, let's have a quick break. I want to tell you about the Steampunk Cow before we did so. In the break, Pete's going to just check up on his Only Fools and Horses stuff. And when we come back, we'll do some of your emails.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go Facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
All right, we're back. It's the Luke Beat Show, part two. Luke, I'm asking you this question. I've got through to the UEFA Euro 2020 ticket portal.
You're joking.
But the only tickets are available at Italy.
It's been like that for like 24 hours now.
Really? Yeah. Just Italy and Spain?
Yeah, so I believe, I mean, by the time this show comes out, it may not be the case, but I believe that there is an expectation that the Danish FIA are going to send some tickets back. If they do, they should be put out on the portal.
I see.
So if you're listening to this and you are in some way an England fan, and you are, you know, you're based in the UK, keep an eye on it. Actually, no, I'll want to get them. Don't keep it
on. There's
no point.
Don't worry about it.
Don't go on the portal. Yeah, there's no chance. Nothing's happening. You might as well close that down now, Donny.
Do I want to watch that, though? It's quite expensive. Nah, fuck it. I'll watch it on the telly. Anyway.
Yeah. There are some cheap ones. They have fans first tickets, the UEFA competition.
Oh.
So like €8.
That's good. That's cheap. I mean, they're not that now. They're like £300, but
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, well.
Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com is the email address that you can get in touch with us on. We are at Luke and Pete Show on Twitter, as I'm sure you know by now, but we should remind people of that in case they're new to the show. If you are new to the show, this is a part of the episode where we do people's emails and correspondence. Mm. This is a half-hour show twice a week about absolutely nothing, but we do your emails. Do you want me to go first, Peter, or would you like to go first?
I'll slide in a couple of very, very quick ones because I'm always sort of... we don't sort of go through the little
before.
Steady. Hello, this is from Dave. Hello, do you think Luke looks like a comedian called Paul Smith? Have a Google. Yes, he does. Okay. Hi, Luke and Pete. This one is from Luke. Hello, Luke. As a child, I would often chew slash bite all kinds of miscellaneous objects from your standard pen lid to destroying all the buttons on the Sky remote with my teeth. Now, I've never bitten into a Sky remote, but those buttons were big. They were yielding.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to get my incisor into one of them.
If you're one of those people who explores the world via their mouth, that was dream stuff.
Luxurious.
Yeah.
Luxurious. However, I soon learned my lesson when I nearly died aged 11. My grandma made a little homemade advent calendar, and every Christmas she'd fill every pocket with little chocolates and a daily gift. One day the gift was a small padlock. Not sure why she did miss a fucking gift for a child.
Is your grandmother a cracker? A Christmas cracker?
Anyway, the lot was probably about the size of a bottle cap, and while chewing on it, it somehow ended up lodged in my throat. I quickly realised I was choking, probably to death, and it took a few... And it took a few
probably
minutes,
to death.
Probably to death.
Yeah.
And a few minutes. And it took a few minutes of my mum frantically hitting me on the back to dislodge it, and eventually was able to spit it out. So, I mean, I presume her first thought was 999 or a locksmith.
Yeah.
Fair to say, I learned my lesson, but I'm still partial to the odd biro now and again. Thanks to the show, Luke. Me and Luke are like kindred spirits, though I've never choked on a lock.
I find that very hard. I find it very hard to believe that you didn't have some kind of choking episode as a kid.
No. Maybe I've got a very limited epiglottis, so to speak.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah, I think so.
I famously in my... I'm not going to do myself any favours telling this story, but whatever.
Mm.
I famously in my family once choked on a big chunk of roast beef over Sunday lunch. And because the nature of the family I have,
right,
as you can probably tell from me, we're all like piss takers. And there was about 15 seconds of solid piss taking. That was probably about 14.
Yeah, before he started
and
to turn
blue.
And
my dad was like, what are we doing? What do you mean, what are we doing? And luckily, it was weird though, because no one Heimlicked me.
Right.
It just ended up just going down my throat.
Okay.
So it escaped out, eventually. Just went down.
Just trickled down.
And it was so bad that I couldn't eat. Because my throat was felt really like it had been like
inflamed,
damaged in some
right,
way.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I couldn't eat for like, I don't know, 20 minutes. I couldn't eat for a while.
Yeah.
But it was funny because Sunday lunch in my family, growing up in their old house before we moved when I was about 16, we always used to do it. So my dad used to work quite a lot. My mum used to work shifts. So we didn't always get to sit down. But my parents, and I'm really grateful they did this, every Sunday said, look, we're going to have Sunday lunch. So even when I got a bit older and I played football on a Sunday, I'd always go home for my Sunday lunch. And as I was a bit older, my mates would go back to the pub and I'd go back to the pub after. Anyway, the reason it was fucking funny is because, do you remember those chairs that families used to have? That they were like almost like... It's hard to explain, but they had like little kind of straw woven things and holes in them. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes.
So it would be, so these chairs we had.
You always see them knackered in the street.
Yes, exactly.
Because people have fallen through them.
Exactly. So we had those. Mm. And we had this cat called Jasper, right? And he knew that every Sunday there would be loads of food on offer. And he always knew that my sister, who's 5 years younger than me, was the softest target.
Mm.
Right. So every Sunday lunch, he used to go under the chair, which is obviously, it's almost half see-through because it's just knitted straw woven together with like holes all through it. And he would just claw the shit out the bottom of the chair.
Right.
Until my sister would start crying. There'd be a load of commotion and he'd somehow get hold of some meat or something.
Yes.
It was incredible.
To the point of
where he pulled all the chairs, even if we rotated them around. And so we had to buy completely new chairs. So... In my mind, Sunday lunches at my parents, when we were in our family home, were just chaos.
Oozing blood.
It was like me choking, my cat attacking my sister like repeatedly. it was absolute chaos anyway.
Did anyone call him a C-word? That was the famous Luke and Pete Shaw story, wasn't it?
The greedy cunt. No, that wasn't my family though. That was one of our listeners' family, right? What about this email from Liam O'Hare, who says, hi guys, I couldn't sleep last night because I had a dream that Luke left Stack to present the BBC News with Maisie Williams.
Okay, yeah, all right, fair.
I'd probably love that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't like leaving Stack.
Could I work it around my initial job?
I probably could.
We'll have a discussion.
Do it on shift.
About it. I guess you kind of have a similar dynamic because you'd be the tall, I can't remember the guy out of Game of Thrones, the tall Scottish bloke. who was in those adverts in the 90s. The Scarface man. Angry Dave.
Jerome Flynn?
No, angry. He was like an angry toddler who hung out with Maisie Williams as
the Hound.
The Hound. That's it.
Yeah, he also plays one of the bad guys in Hot Fuzz.
Yes.
Yarp, that guy. Yeah. So you reckon it'd work well?
Yeah, I think the dynamic would work, to be honest.
I'd love to work with Maisie Williams.
No nonsense.
I don't want to be a newsreader, that's not really my thing.
Okay.
I haven't got good enough diction, have I?
Yeah, you have. You can speak all nice and
that. My T's are too splashy, as the girl from This Time would say.
What? The T's?
The most pissed off Alan Partridge gets in This Time, that series, yeah, is when in an ad break, his co-presenter, Jenny, whatever she's called, says that his T's are too splashy. He really plays in his mind. So, Liam, it's great to know that I'm not only permeating your conscious, I'm also permeating your subconscious. Just take that as a compliment, I suppose.
Yeah.
But BBC News reading's not for me, really.
No.
I don't think it's the best use of Maisie's talents either.
True.
She's wasted doing BBC News reading.
I mean, you're in a situation where you are not... no one's asking you to do this. This is literally just a dream someone had.
Yeah.
I had a wild dream last night that I was under gunfire and I had to hide in a bin. So, look, I'd be no good in Fallujah either.
No.
Hiding unless I had a bin. Big, unless I had a really good bin.
Is it even bulletproof? I think I've done that in PUBG, probably. didn't work there either.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's squeeze one more email in, shall we, before we go. There's some good ones, actually. Some really good ones, mate. Actually, do you know what? We're not going to do another email. I want to ask you about this, Pete, because this really came to me before I came into the studio this morning.
Mm.
Have you seen that shop, that Amazon shop now? My friend went there the other day, he was telling me about it, where you just walk in, grab all the stuff you want to get, you scan your kind of Amazon ID and log in, you pick up everything you want to pick up and you just walk out.
Mm.
And it charges for you automatically.
A lot of lads in my school used to do that, but many just razors and Superdrug.
But would you not want to test it? As soon as I heard about it, I just want to test it.
I would like to get to the door and just turn around and go, ha 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 ha, even though I'd paid for everything that was in the...
What point do you get charged as you walk out?
Yeah, I guess as soon as
How does
can.
It even work?
It's all RFID tag, isn't it? In
what does
all
that
of
mean?
The products, you know, like the things that when you it's the same technology as your Oyster card or whatever. So every product will have one of them in, maybe, or something. And so as it leaves the store, maybe there's a proximity thing with your mobile phone or your account that tells, well, that person's carrying out that particular piece of property. I don't know, man.
So
I've never designed it.
So they just stick them on. It's like a sticker version.
Yeah,
stick
I think
it on.
So, yeah.
Otherwise, it'd be very expensive, right?
Yeah.
What about if you buy an individual Apple? You ain't going to put a sticker on that.
I don't know. I don't really know, to be honest, Lukey.
I'd love to know. If people know, they should tell us. They should get in touch. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. Mm. That's all we've got time for on this Monday episode. Hope you've had a lovely Monday, the 5th of July. We'll be back on Thursday, the 8th of July, because that's how dates work, with more of this, and we'll see you then. Pete, have you got any parting shot, any parting comment for our listeners?
I really need a wee.
Let him go for a wee. We'll see you on Thursday.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production. We'll be right back.